Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The three-game Hoosier Classic continues tonight, 6:30. Little Rock for Mike Woodson's Hoosiers up a spot to 11th nationally after its dismantling of the Miami of Ohio back on Sunday at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indy by 30. So here's Little Rock tonight. A break for a little turkey on Thursday. Friday matinee with Jackson State, ending a busy 4-game and 8-day stretch, testing, well, the physical, the mental, and the bench. And you know what? So far, so good. And with number one North Carolina looming a week from tonight.
The way the schedule is set up, it's set up like playing in the tournament, which I think is good for us. You know, every 2-3 days, we're playing a ball game. We'll get a break here and there, but hey, that's what the schedule is, man. And I've just got to get these guys up and ready to play each and every time we step out on that floor. I got faith and I believe in everybody that's wearing that uniform, and they just got to stay ready. You know, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out rotations and who can do what combinations work.
6:30 tonight against Little Rock for Woody's Hoosiers Big Ten Network. Pacers have won 8 of 10, going for 6 in a row. They're hosting Minnesota tonight on the airwaves here. Mark Boyle and his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Hoosier hoops, both women and men, couldn't be any better as we head into Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for. The women of Cherry Morn are 5-0. They're up to 6 nationally, headed out to Vegas to play Auburn on Friday and Memphis on Saturday. Coach Terry fitting these pieces together nicely, forming the depth, sharing the ball, and as senior forward Mackenzie Holmes was telling us.
I think that we're just a different team. And, you know, different doesn't mean we're better or worse. We just have different pieces that we had last year. Last year we were a very veteran team. We had a lot of people who have had a lot of experience in big games. This year we have new pieces, new faces, people coming from different schools, different countries. So I think it's just a different perspective. But I can't compare better or worse. I just think we're different than we were last year in a lot of ways.
One constant, they're still getting the W's, and Mac had a pretty constant game the other day against Quinnipiac as she had 22 points, 8 of 9 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. She blocked 3 shots and had 7 rebounds. Pacers looking for 6 in a row, hosting Minnesota tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.